Hello, Texans. Welcome to the podcast. And today, it is amazing to hear from Dave Logan, who's the voice of the Denver Broncos. But I know I have a lot of play-by-play guys on this podcast. This is hardly a revelation. This is the most interesting play-by-play man in the world. I have to say that. I've labeled him that because Dave is one of the few people in the history of the world to be drafted by the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA. That's right. And he played in the NFL for the Cleveland Browns, eventually for the Broncos, made his way into the broadcast booth as the voice of the Broncos. Not only that, but wait, there's more. I sound like an old infomercial. Dave has also won 11 state championships as a high school football coach. You want to talk about overachiever? That's Dave Logan. But most importantly, we're talking about the Texans versus the Broncos. We will get into some of his personal life later on in the pod. So check it all out, our conversation with Dave Logan. Dave, how's it going, my friend? I imagine a lot better in the last five games.
Hey, Mark. Great to catch up with you. Obviously you would know. It's a lot more fun broadcasting games when the team is winning and the atmosphere is a lot better. And so they're on a five-game winning streak. And, I don't think anybody saw that coming after a 1-5 start, but they've been able to turn things around and play much better football and find ways to win close games.
All right. When the team got blown out by Miami, did you think this was even remotely possible? What were your thoughts at the time, and what's been the difference as they've turned it around?
Well, I mean, in all honesty, no. This is my 34th year calling Broncos games, and I have never seen, not only have I not broadcast one, I've not played in one, I've not even witnessed a game like that where an NFL team gives up 70 points. So at that point, I think it was at an all-time low. I mean, we thought there could be all sorts of changes, whether coaching changes or player changes. I think everything was sort of on the table. But I think to Sean Payton's credit and also to the players' credit, they righted the ship, and that's easier said than done, right? I mean, I think it's a pretty good job by them, and I think Mark, what they've done is they've found a formula that works for them. They want to run the ball, they want to limit turnovers, and the defense has been on almost an historic run in terms of creating turnovers. They've had 15 turnovers in the last four games. They've created 16 in the last five. The five-game winning streak, they've created 16 turnovers. So it's worked for them now, and they are playing with confidence, which I think is really important, even at the NFL level, and playing pretty good football.
Dave Logan, Broncos voice, joining us on Texans Radio. Dave, what is the secret or the formula to the takeaways? What is the theme on how they are taking the ball away from the opponent during this streak?
Yeah, I don't know that there would be one thing. I think, you know, a couple of guys have really stepped up when given the opportunity. I think Jaquan McMillan has been huge for them. He's come in and played at the nickelback. He's made a bunch of big plays. He had a two-game stretch where he had, two interceptions and two caused fumbles. And so I think they've been a little bit more aggressive defensively. And I think part of that is they've been able to do a better job against the run. They were not good against the run in the early part of the season. And they've had moments. I mean, they gave up over 160 yards rushing against the Vikings. But then they come back and play the Browns last week in Denver, and they were better. They were better against the rush. So I think it starts with that, their ability to try to control that running game and get you into situations where they know you're going to have to throw it, which is certainly the recipe for most NFL teams.
What about Russell Wilson, Dave? Because I look at the passing yard total. It's not like he's throwing for buckets of yards here, but he does have a lot of touchdown passes. What's been the difference for him and the success formula?
I think, Mark, last year, honestly, I think Russell was really humbled. It was just a disastrous season. And this is a guy that had really nothing but success coming from Seattle. And then he comes here and, I mean, nothing worked. He looked nothing like the same guy. The offense was bad. The entire team was bad. Obviously, they changed coaches. And then you bring in Sean Payton. And I think Sean has done a good job with Russell sort of just getting him back on track. And so he's more willing to run this year. He had three kneel downs last game, but he had eight legitimate rushes. And there were times last year where he would step up into the pocket, pocket would open, he just wouldn't run. But he's running now. A couple of those last week were designed quarterback runs off the zone read. So that, I think, has helped him. And he's been really good in the red zone. He's got 20 touchdown passes, four interceptions. He's got no interceptions in the red zone. And so I think he's been accurate. And I think the offense has helped him. I mean, they're right now, you know, they're going to run the ball. I mean, they're going to stay patient with the run and not have him take a lot of chances in the passing game. And so far it's been successful.
Yeah, I noticed that he's running the ball a little bit more. Is that a huge key in their running game overall? Because I noticed the production is up. You mentioned it yourself.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a huge key. I think his willingness to run, and again, I think, you know, just you contrast last year to this year. He just, for whatever reason, my assessment would be he just wasn't willing to run. He wasn't looking to run. There were opportunities where in the past in Seattle, you would see the pocket open and he'd take off. I mean, he's really one of the best dual threat quarterbacks that the league has seen in the last 20 years. But that was not the case last year. Now this year, he's more willing to do that. He's been aggressive in when things break down in the pocket, stepping out and picking up positive yards. Instead of last year, I think he got a little big play happy, trying to look for the big plays and create those. I mean, big plays normally happen. They just sort of happen, right? Mm-hmm. Off the running game, off heavy play action. But last year, it just wasn't a good mesh with the offense and Russell.
Dave Logan, Broncos voice, joining us on Texans Radio. Dave, what about Sean Payton? Do you think that the sluggish start, the bad start, was maybe a major cultural adjustment to Sean Payton and the way he does things? Because clearly he's had a lot of success, and now you're seeing the success recently with the Broncos now that he's been in there for a bit.
Yeah, maybe. I think, Mark, he's buttoned up for sure. There's a different feel at the Broncos headquarters, I think, for everybody. And I'm assuming that the feel is different for players as well. At least players have told me that. But when you look back, I mean, this is going to be a season, depending on how the last six games go. I mean, the Broncos are 6-5 now, but they had three home games, losing to the Raiders, losing to the Commanders, and losing to the Jets. I mean, those are three teams, given the circumstances of those three teams. And they had leads over those three teams at halftime in all three games and wound up losing. And so, I mean, what they've done since then makes it even more remarkable when you've been in the league a long time, too. When you give away a home game to a team that you're better than and that you should beat, you got to go steal one somewhere. I think they stole one in Buffalo and may have stolen one at home against Kansas City, breaking that 16-game losing streak. But yeah, I think the culture is absolutely different with Sean Payton. And I think right now everybody would have to say it's working.
Dave, you're a unique individual being drafted in Major League Baseball by the NBA, Kansas City Kings, and by the Cleveland Browns. So why did you choose football? I know you're great in all three. What led you to choose football? And can you discuss that a bit? Because that is unbelievable that you were drafted by all three sports.
Oh, it's a long time ago, I can tell you that. But, I mean, I got drafted in baseball out of high school. And back then, the rule has since changed. But back then, if you signed a professional contract, you could not play any sport in college. So we notified all the major league teams that I was going to go to college and do that. And I got drafted by the Cincinnati Reds. And then I went to college at the University of Colorado. I played both football and basketball and intending to play baseball as well. But the coach that recruited me to play football got fired after my sophomore year. The new coach didn't want me to play baseball in the spring, wanted me to get involved in the spring football program. So, but in terms of the choice, I had broken my ankle playing basketball at CU shortly before the NFL draft. And I think it probably hurt me a little bit in terms of the draft position. But I can't give you an answer in terms of why I picked the NFL. I just thought at that point, let me just go ahead and try this. And I really did think, hey, if if the NFL doesn't work out, I'm going to go back and try to sign on with the Kings and see what happens there. But fortunately for me, the situation in Cleveland was good.
We all remember the campaign, the most interesting man in the world. You are the most interesting play-by-play man in the world. There's no question. With all this extracurricular stuff, your background, and the fact that you coach high school football, what have you won, 8 state championships, something like that, in Colorado?
Well, we've won 11, and we're actually playing Saturday. We're playing Saturday in the state championship. This year, normally it's held at Empower Field at Mile High, which is the Broncos Stadium. This year it's been moved up to CSU on the campus of Colorado State University. So, listen, I've been blessed to be able to work with kids for a long time. It's 31 years as a head coach, and I love kids and I love football. I think football is the greatest team sport in the world that can teach life lessons to so many different young people. And so it's been a great run. It really has.
All right. So you'll coach at a state championship game on Saturday and broadcast the Broncos at the Texans on Sunday. So you're going to take an early Sunday morning flight. Is that the plan?
Well, the plan is to try to get down the last nonstop from Denver to Houston. I think I have a reasonable chance to make that. So okay. we're keeping our fingers crossed on that.
Well, you've never missed a game, right? Despite coaching all this high school football.
No, I've never missed a Broncos game, and I've never missed a high school game either.
Wow. You must have had a lot of running through the airport scenes. I'm going back to an old
Hurts
campaign.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I've got a handful plus of stories that you would just shake your head. And I got very, very lucky, but it has been, there have been some late night calls, trying to get a private plane, realizing how much money that would cost. And it's, but you know what, in the end, I've never missed a game. I've had a couple of very close calls, but, it's been worth it.
Dave, it's such a pleasure to catch up. Best of luck in the championship game on Saturday, and we hope you make it here safe, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, my friend.
Sounds good, Mark. Look forward to seeing you, too.
All right, there's Dave Logan, voice of the Denver Broncos, and so much more. Texans and Broncos Sunday at noon. It's live on Sports Radio 610 at the Bull 100.3 FM and the Texans app and the Odyssey app. And it's on CBS, and Ian Eagle's doing the game, and it's the number one CBS game of the weekend. And rock and roll. Let's go, Texans and Denver. Crucial game. We'll talk to you from the booth on Sunday. Hit subscribe wherever you can hit subscribe on this particular podcast. Have a great day. Go, Texans.